Podcast, unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.
Ramadan. Whoever does something good in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it by 70. Good morning, Nims Dubai. This is Rashida Rabir along with Yasmin Akhtar. Today, we are back with the novel episode of Nims Podcast 2023, a month full of festivities. Keep listening as we have in store many infotainments for you, all done by students.
Yes, Rashida, I am euphorically waiting for the arrival of the month of Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr. Not only that, I was enthusiastically waiting for my promotion to grade 8 also.
Same here. And that's not it. There are so much more. Like our academic year 2023-24 has kicked off. The World Health Day, the Heritage Day, Autism Awareness Month, Laylatul Qadr and the Earth Day.
Just like us, I'm sure our listeners are equally excited too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with yet another glorious month of Ramadan. So let's seek the Almighty's blessings by starting with the recitation of the Holy Quran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Shahru Ramadan alladhi للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد الله بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed as a guide for humanity with clear proofs of guidance and the standard to distinguish between right and wrong. So whoever is present this month, let them fast. But whoever is ill or on a journey, then let them fast an equal number of days after Ramadan. Allah intends ease for you, not hardship, so that you may complete the prescribed period and proclaim the greatness of Allah for guiding you. And perhaps you will be grateful.
MashaAllah, that was beautiful.
The happiness of a life depends on the quality of your thoughts. Now let's hear an inspirational thought for the day.
Hello everyone, this is Mohammed Ayan Sheikh from 4F presenting today's thought for the day. Ramadan is a special month for Muslims around the world. During this time, we fast from sunrise to sunset to show gratitude to Allah for all the blessings in our lives. We also try to be kind and helpful to others, give charity to those in need, and read the Quran. Ramadan teaches us to be patient, self-disciplined, and to appreciate the value of food and water. Let's use this month to become better humans with kind hearts and pure souls. So, dear listeners, try to spread kindness and love amongst all. Thank you.
That's indeed a great thought. I remember my grandmother told me that every good thing I do helps some human beings in the world. I believe her 50 years ago and I still do.
Really? Your grandmother is admirable.
Sorry, but I was recalling some lines of the poet Maya Angelou regarding kindness.
Are you crazy? Okay, Yasmin, shall we move on with our mind-blowing programs?
Yes, of course, our listeners are earnestly waiting and so am I.
A new school year meaning new beginnings, new adventures, new friendships and new challenges. The slate is clean and anything can happen. Let's now hear a speech by Anvita Rajesh to hear about her resolutions, aims and feelings about this new academic year 2023-24.
A pleasant morning to all the listeners. This is Anvita from 8N. I am very glad this morning to address you all. I am filled with great happiness and eagerness to learn new things in this new academic year. Every day brings a fresh chance. It brings new hope and sheds new light. How charming and beautiful is today's sunrise, and indeed every sunrise is a new opportunity that we should not miss. I hope you all have started the new academic year with full energy, positive attitude, and a strong action plan. A disciplined plan can change your life. Every new academic year is a blessing as you progress in learning and stepping ahead in life. This is yet another chance for a new beginning again. Here in school, we do not just learn to read and write, but we also learn a way to live our life. We learn how to carry ourselves in the outside world. As we begin the new academic year, it's good to spend a few moments in silence, feeling the presence of the Almighty God in our hearts and minds, for our loving parents who sacrifice their life in various ways for our good, for affectionate teachers who make us feel important and treat us as their own children, for committed non-teaching staff who keep the school campus clean and neat for a better learning environment, for drivers who drive us safe to school and back home, and last but not the least, for our own classmates who make the learning space entertaining and fun. A new year gives birth to new ideas. So this academic year, change yourself. Be productive. There are so many things that our school equips us with. Getting yourself skilled at extracurricular activities, developing hobbies and refining them, learning basic etiquette, etc. can help us in various situations. It can help you strengthen your mind and body, which will help you focus more in studies. It will also help us in shaping our behavior. But it is up to us as to how we utilize these basic skills to the best of our abilities. How we apply them in our day-to-day lives is in our hands. Vacations are over and it's time to enter our new classes with strong plans. Making daily self-study plans and evaluating ourselves on a weekly basis to review our daily plans can help us achieve great success. Finally, let's hope that we all meet our milestones without hassles and we fly out this academic year too with better grades. Always remember to look forward with an optimistic approach. Let's move ahead in life, finding ways and methods to make life better for the future. True to reach our destination, we simply have to first start. I would like to conclude my speech by the famous sayings of the famous author Mark Twain. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. Thank you. And I wish you all the best for your new academic year. Thank you.
I hope each and every one of us are ready to take on challenges that we face in this new academic year. Ramadan is one of the doors of mercy flung wide open as an opportunity for soul cleansing. Let's hear one of our friends talk about his opinions now.
Hi everyone, this is Muaddab from 8B. And today, I would like to speak about Ramadan is one of the doors of mercy flung wide open as an opportunity for soul cleansing. Ramadan is the month of mercy and love, when Allah's forgiveness descends upon the entire earth, realigning the souls from the fire of separation towards the embrace of the divine. The month-long fast is not supposed to be a hardship, but to foster gratitude and thankfulness in the believer's heart. For Allah sent human beings divine guidance through the Quran. During the month of Ramadan, we believe God rigs this month in our favor, facilitating the turn from creation to the Creator by thinning the veils between heaven and earth. It is said that it is in this month that angels come to the earth and spirits descend to our universe. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embraces the world with a divine mercy that intimately encompasses everything. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when the month of Ramadan begins, the gates of heaven are open, the gates of hellfire are closed, and the devils are in chains. Ramadan is not only a time for retreat, it is strength training for the soul. The actual test of a successful Ramadan is not just in fasting, giving charity, and reading the Quran. The test of success is who you are the week after Ramadan is over. We are not just meant to refrain temporarily from sinful actions, but to uproot the weeds of sin and permanently break the bad habits that turn us away from Allah. It is when we train our hearts and strengthen our willpower and return to witness God through our body, mind, and soul. Fasting is not solely about hunger and thirst. It is about putting God first in every moment. As Imam Al-Ghazali says, the merit of fasting is not in its hunger, as the merit of medicine is not in its bitterness. Allah did not send Ramadan to imprison and chain you. It is a divine gift that you should inspire and change you. The month is an opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us to strengthen our faith and change our negative habits so that we can live from a place of higher consciousness, not for a single month, but for our entire lives. When we fast for the sake of Allah alone, we are showing Him that as much as we love to consume the pleasures of this world, our love for Him is greater. When we fast with full awareness of who we are fasting for, our hunger and thirst become acts of remembrance and worship of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whatever is prayed for at the time of breaking the fast is granted and never refused. Perhaps this is because when we surrender everything to the Divine, we are not giving up what we have, but becoming receptive to the infinite blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Ramadan teaches us how discipline and boundaries don't restrict our freedom, but actually lay the foundation for true freedom. Our addictions enslave us. Our attachments to our desires enslave us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only calls us to let go of the things that weigh us down and prevent us from being truly free. The following story is a beautiful demonstration of how learning to let go and detach from our desires leads to freedom. In order to catch monkeys in a certain village, hunters cover a hole in a coconut shell and fill the hole with peanuts. The hole is just big enough for the monkey's hand to go inside, but small enough that when the monkey makes a fist to grab the peanuts, its hand gets stuck. All the monkeys must do to escape is let go of the peanuts and pull their hand out. However, even as the hunters approach, they do not let go of the peanuts, resulting in them being caught. When we let go of the lower desires of the self, we discover that the key to escaping our self-made prison has always been in our hands. Ramadan teaches us that the spiritual path is not so much about doing as it is about non-doing. When we surrender and let go of the desires that do not serve us, we come to see we are floating peacefully along the eternal river of God's decree. Thank you everyone for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoy all the other programs. Thank you and have an amazing day.
Those words were enlightening. Ramadan is the best time of the year as it brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Where words fail, music speaks.
I totally agree with that, Yasmin.
Who wouldn't? Let's enjoy Islamic songs on Ramadan Kareem by some of our peers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My name is Muaddab from New Indian Model School, Dubai. And today, I will be singing a nasheed. مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشحال في وفا كان في عطفه لليتامى دفا مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مش حال في وفا كان في عطفه لليتامى دفا هان قلبي له فاض شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربطا من يدي السلام علي والسلام علي للسماء ارتقى فأتى بالنقى وجد وجهه نير مشرقا كان من أفوه حين هن اللقا قال فلتذهبوا أنتم طلاقا مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مش حال في وفا كان في عطفه لليتامى دفا مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مش حال في وفا كان في عطفه لليتامى دفا.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I loved it. By the way, Yasmin, I have a riddle for you.
Oh, sure. Go on.
Mr. and Mrs. Ninja have 6 daughters and each daughter has a brother. How many people are there in the Ninja family?
Wait. I think I know. It's 14 people.
No, silly. It's 9.
How is that possible?
Well, they have 6 daughters, which makes the total count to 8 people, including Mr. and Mrs. Ninja. Then the riddle says that each daughter has a brother. Therefore, since they are siblings, they all share the same brother, meaning they have only one brother.
Oh yeah, now I get it. That was tricky.
See? And yeah, coincidentally, now we have our friends tricking each other through some mind-twisting riddles.
Assalamualaikum and welcome to a special episode of Riddle Chat Show, focusing on the holy month of Ramadan. I'm your host, Niba, and today we have an exciting episode of Brain Teasing Riddles all themed around Ramadan. So let's dive into the world of riddles and Islamic trivia during this blessed month.
As we know, Ramadan is the 9th month of Islamic lunar calendar, observed by millions of Muslims around the world as a month of fasting, prayer, reflection and community. It's a time of increased devotion, self-discipline and spiritual reflection. And what better way to celebrate the spirit of Ramadan than with some challenging riddles?
Before we jump into our riddles, let me introduce my amazing friend Sehrish for today's show, who is ready to put her wits to the test and compete for the title of Riddle Master of Ramadan. Now let's get started with the first Ramadan themed riddle. I'm a month of blessings, a time of fasting and prayer. Muslims eagerly wait for me as it brings spiritual layers. What am I? Think carefully and buzz with your answer.
I think it's Ramadan.
Yes, you're correct, Sehrish. The answer is Ramadan. Ramadan is a month of blessings, fasting and prayer eagerly awaited by Muslims around the world. It's a time for increased devotion, reflection and act of worship. Great job, Sehrish. Let's move on to our next riddle. I'm a meal before the sunrise, a time to eat and drink, the pre-dawn meal in Ramadan, a moment to carefully think. What am I?
Is it Suhoor?
Wow, it's correct. Yes, Suhoor is the answer. Suhoor is a pre-dawn meal that Muslims eat before the start of the fast during Ramadan. It's a time to nourish the body and prepare for the day of fasting ahead. You are doing great. Let's move to our next riddle. I am a special night in Ramadan, a night of power and grace. Muslims seek me in worship in a peaceful and spiritual space. What am I?
I know, it's Laylatul Qadr.
Yes, you're correct. The answer is Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is a special night in the last 10 days of Ramadan, believed to be a night of great blessings and significance in Islamic faith. Muslims engage in worship and seek its blessings with devotion and reverence. We are halfway through. Let's move on to our next reading. And the act of breaking the fast, then at the time of sunset, it's a moment of gratitude, a joy, a time to end the day's do it. What am I?
Is it fasting?
Oh my God, Sahrish, you're doing great. The answer is correct. Let's move on to our last riddle. I'm a special prayer performed at night, a time of devotion, a spiritual height, an opportunity to seek forgiveness and more, a moment of peace like never before. What am I? This one might be a bit tricky. Think carefully.
Is that a question? The answer is Taraweeh, of course.
Wow, the answer is correct. Taraweeh. Yes, Taraweeh is a special night prayer performed during Ramadan after the obligatory evening prayer. It's a time for increased devotion, seeking forgiveness, and reflecting on the Quran. It's a cherished moment of peace and spirituality during the month of Ramadan.
And that's the wrap for today's episode of Riddles About Ramadan. I hope you had fun challenging your minds with these brain teasers. Join us next time for more exciting riddles and brain teasers. Until then, stay curious and keep those brains sharp. This is me, Sahrish, and my friend,
Neba. And that's it. We are signing off. Thank you. Have a nice day. Happy Ramadan.
Wow, that really shook my brain. I wouldn't be able to answer any of these if I were asked.
Betty butter was better. Ugh, I keep messing up this.
What's wrong, Yasmin?
I can't say this tongue twister. I keep messing up at this part.
Can I try?
Sure, I guess.
Okay, so Betty butter bought some butter, but the butter was bitter. So Betty butter bought some better butter to make the bitter batter better. Yes, I did it.
Wow, that was so cool. Now let us pay attention to some of our friends attempting tongue twisters.
Welcome to our podcast where we like to have fun with language. I am Muhammad Mawan.
And I am Arman Zain from grade 3G.
Are you ready for fun challenge?
Today we are going to try some tongue twisters. These are phrases that can be tricky to say because they have similar sounds.
Don't worry if you can't say them perfectly at first. Just try your best and have fun with it. Are you ready to give it a try?
Yes.
Hey, have you heard of the toy boat tongue twister?
No, what's that?
Well, try saying toy boat 5 times fast.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. That's too easy.
Okay, here's another one. Can you say sheep should sleep in the shed? 3 times fast.
Sheep should sleep in the shed. Sheep should sleep in the shed. Sheep should sleep in the shed. That's really tricky.
Here's another one. Kitty caught the kitten in the kitchen. Try saying it 3 times.
Kitty caught the kitten in the kitchen. Kitty caught the kitten in the kitchen. Kitty caught the kitten in the kitchen. That's funny.
Alright, one last one. Can you say ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream 3 times fast?
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. That's definitely a tongue twister.
Well, that was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed trying out some tongue twisters with us today.
Remember, even if you couldn't say them perfectly at first, practicing tongue twisters can help improve your pronunciation and speech skills.
Keep practicing and challenging yourself with new tongue twisters and you will be a pro in no time.
Thanks for joining us today and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Have a nice day.
I have been craving for something else. I miss listening to poems.
Poetry is when an emotion has found its thought and the thought has found words. I have been longing for poems too. Well, I think our friends can help us with that.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A blessed month is casting its shadow upon us. A night of this month is better than 1,000 months. Bear with patience for the sake of our Rahman. It's a continuous training to strengthen our Iman. Glory to be Allah who sent Ramadan as a mercy to mankind. It's a purification of our soul, our heart, and our mind. With the most sincere devotion and love, we fast to be cleansed and free from sins of the past. Ya Allah, for Thee let me breathe, be more blessed than musk. Ya Allah, for Thee let me be thankful when day turns to dusk. My thoughts and heart are purified, my eyes truly see. This blessed month, the month of spiritual rhapsody. Ya Allah, for Thee my life shall live. Ya Allah, for Thee my soul shall I give. Praise to be Allah who sent Ramadan as a gift to mankind.
Like the color of silver in the night sky, the new moon rises. The holy month has passed. The fasting is over. Tomorrow is a great feast of Eid al-Fitr. We will eat spicy chicken and mouth-watering pakoras. I'll call my neighbors and friends on the street. May the peace of Allah and joy of Eid be with everyone. Eid is fun and great. It's time to celebrate. Eid Mubarak to everyone. Come on, let's have lots of fun. Everyone's going to the mosque to pray. People are grateful. It's a special day. The taste of delicious food really puts you in a good mood. Everybody's wearing the posh clothes and the guys are cruising in their flashy cars on the roads. Children opening their gifts with smiles on their faces and having fun going out to different places. All of a sudden, the day comes to an end. Well, what can I say? Thank you for a lovely day.
It was such a pleasure to listen some of the fabulous poems. Hey Roshida, have you finished your Eid shopping yet?
Yeah, I'm almost done. I'm wearing ethnic wear this year and I'm so excited.
That's great.
What about you? Are you done yet?
Yes, I'm done too. I'm wearing Pakistani suit.
During Ramadan, Muslims are very busy preparing for Eid al-Fitr. Why don't we now listen to some of our friends sharing their preparations for Eid?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Bais Bashir Ahmed and I'm here with my dearest friend Amal.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Bais.
Are you fasting, Amal?
Alhamdulillah, yes, of course I'm fasting, Bais. How about you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fasting too. You know, Amal, there's always a great deal of excitement whenever the holy month of Ramadan arrives.
Absolutely, Bais. There's a lot of exaggeration as to what Muslims do in this blessed month. A lot of made-up stuff floods on the web pages, which causes nothing but more confusion and chaos. Hence, we thought it would be best to revisit the basics of Ramadan. Even recalling the basics may sound surprising to beginners. Hence, we thought it was prudent to name this discussion the interesting facts about Ramadan. You might be pleasantly surprised to discover or rediscover some of these facts about the holy month of Ramadan. Well, here we get to know the interesting facts about Ramadan.
Without further ado, let's see what we have in store to surprise you with.
Why? How is it declared that it is Ramadan time?
This is an intriguing question, Amal. But it comes along with an interesting answer. To declare that it is officially Ramadan, Muslims rely on moon sightings. On spotting the crescent moon, the official authorities make a formal announcement that it is the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan. Amal, why is Ramadan important?
Did you know a quarter of the world celebrates Ramadan?
Really, Amal?
Yes, nearly one in four people in the world are Muslims.
Wow!
Making Islam the second biggest religion Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar and is the holiest for Muslims. Now, Faiz, I have a small doubt. What happens during Ramadan? Could you tell me?
It is very interesting to know that the word Ramadan has its root in the Arabic language. It is derived from the word Ramadan, which roughly translates to scorching heat. It is called so because Muslims believe that a fast will burn their sins like an intense fire. Muslims fast during the Ramadan, which means they usually don't eat or drink anything from dawn until dusk for 30 days. The fast also includes moral goals like no lying, gossip, or treating others badly. Amal, I also have a doubt. How does fasting work?
Yes, I. Adults and teens who fast during Ramadan usually wake up early to have a meal before sunrise, also suhoor, and later enjoy an evening meal after sunset called iftar. If adults break their fast on any day during Ramadan, they can make it up for by paying fidya, which means giving money or food to someone who needs it. Now, dear listeners, it's also been interesting to know how Ramadan ends. Could you tell me that, guys?
Yes, of course, Amal. After the last day of Ramadan, there is a three-day festival called Eid al-Fitr to celebrate and break the fast. There may be gatherings, gift-giving, decoration, and of course, lots of food. It is a time to have fun and indulge in things like dessert and candy. Actually, it is the only time during the Islamic calendar when fasting is not allowed. Amal, do you know the benefits of fasting, Amal?
Yes, fasting properly is an art. If done correctly, it can have an amazing effect on your body, both physically and spiritually. The endorphins released as a consequence of day-to-day-long fasting can improve your mental health. That's why it is considered as the most interesting fact about Ramadan. 30 days of fasting also helps in eliminating poisonous toxins from the body. Now, could you tell me some fun facts about Ramadan?
Yes, Amal. Ramadan shifts 10 to 11 days earlier on the calendar each year because it's based on the Islamic lunar months, which follow the cycles of the moon. That means Ramadan can happen in any season. This year, Ramadan is observed from March 23rd through April 21st. Amal, can you tell me some traditions that are used in UAE at Ramadan?
Yes, in UAE, kids walk around their neighborhoods in brightly colored clothing and exchange for candy and treats for 15 days before the start of Ramadan. One of the most popular desserts to have an Eid feast in South and Central Asia is known as Sheer Kurma, a warm sweet milk made with dried fruits, vermicelli, tin noodles, cardamom, and saffron. Now, by the way, boys, do you know what is the fun news?
You must have seen this one in TV commercials. A fanus is a type of lantern which has a lot of symbolic meanings associated with it. It portrays hope and serves as a leading light in times of darkness. Not that it's practically used anymore, but fanus still serves as a symbol of the month of Ramadan.
Well, that is all from us in this discussion. Ramadan is a month extremely important to Muslims all around the world, considering the religious, spiritual, economic, and moral values associated with the holy month. This month means a great deal.
Only fasting in the truest sense will endow you with the true benefits of this blessed time.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was thought-provoking. Now I feel like I'm not prepared enough.
I am afraid that this will be the end of our live hour. We have acquired so much knowledge from this episode. In this holy month, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for all your good deeds and forgive all your sins. Wishing you all the best with your endeavors.
Eid Mubarak to all of you in advance. May this special day bring peace, happiness and prosperity to you and your loved ones.
Thank you for tuning with us today. Hope you will be there for the future episodes. Until next time, this is Rishida Rabir and
Yasmin Akhtar
signing off.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wabarakatuh. My name is Muhammad Nuruddin Shamim. I am Islamic teacher in New Indian Modern School, Dubai. I'm going to sing Islamic mixed song in English and Arabic.
Qamaroo
قمر قمر سيدنا النبي قمر وجميل 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 سيدنا النبي وجميل قمر 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 سيدنا النبي قمر محمد نبينا بنور هدينا من مكة حبيبي نور سطع المدينة من صلى صلاة وتحلب بصفات يا بخت اللي فضل ماشي يشفى لف ما مات صلي على محمد السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ظرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله قلب بالحق تعلق وبغانح راء تعلق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ يا محمد السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Every night and every day, every night and every day. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
NIMS Podcast Unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned!